Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa. Salaamu Alaikum, friends. How are you feeling today? I'm so excited that we are in the last 10 days of Ramadan. What a great opportunity to put into action all the things that we've learned so far about kindness, forgiveness, mercy, being thankful, and just getting together every day to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you had times when maybe you weren't as kind or forgiving as you wanted to be, it's okay. Life is all about trying, and trying some more. The more we practice, the better we will get at it. Don't feel discouraged or down. Just remember how good it felt when you did show the kindness and forgiveness. Hold on to that good feeling and try again. Okay, friends, let's get started with our Ramadan Circle Time intentions. Feel free to say them with me. My intention is to gather with you today in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring in the angels into our home, to learn something new, and to watch the angels go all the way to heaven and say our names. Beautiful. Now, let's shake off any bad feelings and bring in happy thoughts by thinking of one good thing that happened to us yesterday. Start thinking of yours while I start with mine. So yesterday, I played basketball with my kids, and the exercise made me very happy. Okay, it's your turn. Remember, it doesn't need to be a big thing, just something special to you. Take 5 seconds. I'll wait. Wonderful. Okay, so today's story is about a painter. There once was a painter named Yusuf that worked in a fishing village. One day, a man called Yusuf to paint his boat. So Yusuf came to the dock and started to paint the boat a beautiful sunny yellow color. As he was painting, he noticed a hole at the bottom of the boat. He quickly took out his repair kit and fixed the hole in the bottom before painting on top of it. Once he was done painting, the boat's owner paid him and Yusuf left. The next day, the owner of the boat came to visit Yusuf and gave him $1,000. Yusuf was shocked. "What is this for? You've already paid me for painting, and this is too much money." The boat's owner looked at Yusuf with kind eyes and said, "There is no amount of money in this world that I could give you to show my thanks. When I told you to paint my boat, I completely forgot to tell you that there is a hole at the bottom of my boat that needs repairing. Once you were done painting, my children all got into the boat and went fishing. When I noticed they had left with the boat, I was left in despair. My heart was in so much pain knowing my kids were in danger of the boat sinking. But after a few hours, they came back, and I checked the boat only to find that you had fixed the hole without me asking you to do it. You saved the life of my children. I can never thank you enough." Let's think about this. As you grow, you will find so many opportunities to help other people. Take those chances to be helpful, because you never know how even the smallest thing can be so important to someone else. Take some time today to talk to someone you love about a time when they did something small to help someone else in a big way. Thank you, friends, for joining the Ramadan Circle today. Remember to pray for each other and know that you are loved. I will talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.